This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. IBD, in conjunction with Technometrica Market Intelligence, has recently conducted a new political poll primarily of independent voters. Which way are they trending? What do they think of the president? And what do they think of his specific policies on issues like health care and the war against terror? And Terry, it's always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Greg. It's good to be with you.
Let's talk first of all about the issue that was really on everyone's front burner right before Christmas and probably will be again soon in the coming days, and that's health care. We've seen a couple other polls recently released to suggest that opposition is only growing to this thing. What did your numbers find specifically with independents and then compared to those overall?
Well, people are just not very happy with this thing. We found that just 7% of independents thought Obama's doing an excellent, quote-unquote, job on health care, and just 16% say he's doing a good job. So this is a very, very weak rating on health care, and we've found that independents in general are lagging our overall measures for both for Obama and for the trends in the economy right now. So that's not a good sign for the president and for his policies.
What kind of shift have we seen over the past 12 months or so?
Well, what's intriguing, and this has been confirmed by other pollsters, including Gallup and Rasmussen, is that there has been a hemorrhage of voters from the Democrats, and I would say some leakage as well from Republicans, into the independent camp. And the independent camp has been growing steadily as a force in American politics. And they can't be underestimated, I think. They tend to be somewhat socially liberal and fiscally conservative. And I think a lot of the people who are in that camp right now have been alarmed at the vast expansion of government they see going on over the last year. And that is going to be a key battleground for in the upcoming election in 2010. It's really kind of surprising, but independents now make up almost a third of the electorate, so they're almost a de facto third party.
Terry, does that mirror kind of what we saw last year with how Democrats broke for Obama, or is it even more stark than that?
I think it's even more stark than that. I think a lot of the people, there were a lot of people who voted for President Obama because he promised change, and they had seen bad trends in Washington, including the expansion of government under a Republican president, President Bush, and wanted to see something different. And I think what happened was there was a tremendous amount of disillusionment that has set in, particularly among those who are independent. And now they're reassessing, how they voted last year, and I think they're not at all happy with it. Depending on what happens now in Massachusetts in the special election there, and in some other key places, it may well be that the Senate loses its 60% filibuster-proof majority for the Democrats before the 2010 end of the year election. So this is I think a major watershed event in President Obama's presidency, and whether he can bounce back from it will remains to be seen.
It's interesting, Terry, that for the most part, Democrats think voters will be mad at them if they don't finish the job on health care. Do these numbers suggest that they're better if they don't finish the job?
Yeah, I think these numbers definitely suggest it. I mean, the amount of discontent with the actual details of health care, and we've done this in other polls, is very, very high. And I just think people are very, very wary of having government in control of something that is so important to them as health care. And the fact of the matter is that every program that's been put through, including the Senate package and the House package and the ones and the changes that President Obama has contemplated, would expand the government's presence in the health care market considerably, lead to very little or no cost cuts whatsoever for total costs of health care, and would ultimately leave a lot of people with less health care at a higher price and not very happy.
Terry, you also quizzed independents and folks overall about how they feel about how secure this country is. And, you know, some of these numbers obviously come in the wake of the near terrorist attack on that plane landing in Detroit on Christmas. But overall, what's the trend and how significant is it?
Well, as we blogged on our site, at the end of President Bush's years in office, 82% of those we queried said they felt very or somewhat safe from terrorism. And virtually half of them said that was due to Bush's policies. Today, that's way, way down. It's 68% say they feel safe. 31% say they feel unsafe. And only 30% say it's due to President Obama's policies. So I just think there's a very critical issue here, and I think it was highlighted by the December bombing attempt that President Obama is going to have to prove his bona fides on national security and defense, and these high-profile trials that are going to be coming up of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and ultimately the underwear bomber, the BVD bomber, as he's being called. These things are going to only underscore to people that we have, to a significant degree, demilitarized what many people think is still an ongoing war.
Terry, an incredible year to come on policy issues as well as the politics of it all. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. Head to investors.com to read the blog and to see all the latest poll numbers, especially that critical swing group of independents. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.